This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here. Always glad to be among those who are sanctified. Because of the teaching, we are keeping God's commandments. And just happy to be here. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
There'll be a blessing to be possessing, walking up the King's highway. Oh, it's the highway to heaven. We are walking up the King's
highway. Can Debbie our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Beautiful. Another Sabbath day.
Yes,
in the School of Wisdom.
Yes.
Glad to be with you and glad for our anointed that's going on, Moses and all the prophets. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture, we follow the Lord through the scriptures, and we follow the Spirit. And we're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield. She's gone on, but she started this work out here on the East West Coast from Port Clinton and raised up two that followed her, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We want to talk about dying in the Lord today. Let's go to Revelations 14 and 13. And when this broadcast is over with, I'm sure you'll get the call letters in case you were interested in hearing it again. But if you're hearing it, the call letters after the broadcast, you don't need to listen to because you heard it. You're on the call stage, is that right? Oh, okay, maybe want to come in on the .coms and all that.
That's
kind
right.
of stuff. Okay. Revelations 14 and 13, Deacon.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth.
Now, the dead that die in the Lord, you got ones that die out of the Lord, and you have ones that are dead in the Lord.
Yeah.
And that means they've given their life to God. They died out of the old ways and living unto God. What did it say?
Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
Their beautiful works do follow them. What does the 12th verse say?
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
So in order for us to have the faith of Jesus, we have to keep the commandments.
Yes.
And when we're keeping commandments, in order to keep them, got to have patience. Because that's how you possess your soul.
Yes.
Because in this walk, in this way, there are going to be many stumbles, possibly. But just because you stumble, as have been said by the late pastor, you don't have to waddle in it. Get up and move on. Because if you're used to laying in it, it's going to come a time where you're going to feel so comfortable, you're not going to get up.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 28 and 30. Let's go there. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Before we came to God, we were all dead, walking around in a body that wasn't right with God, that spiritual body that was dead to God. But we have an opportunity, we had and have, an opportunity to put that old man down and die now in the Lord and live forever. Because that means our soul is alive when we kill the old man. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 28 and 30, what does it say? Excuse me, 11 and 28.
11 and 28.
Yeah,
11
and 28.
Yes, it says, excuse me, Pastor, 11 and 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
In other words, everyone that is laboring in this life and it's a burden to you, the things that you do, in other words, the life you live, maybe that life is lying, hateful, keeping up with the Joneses, trying to outdo someone, jealousy, all this. When you're tired of having these things work in your heart, you come to God. God can alleviate those burdens. What did he say?
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Now, the yoke is what brings forth the death. You put that yoke on, it's going to nail down the old man. The old man is not nailed down when we take that yoke off. That's what they do sometimes when they get in trouble in jail. They put a monitoring on their ankle. And they got ways to get out of those monitoring ankles and snap it to a chair at home. You think they're still at home. But they out about. Still doing the works they've been doing. Plotting. But when you put on God's yoke, you can't snap it onto a chair.
All right.
That's God's teaching. That's the Spirit. And you put that on, that suppresses that old man. It can't move. So we don't want to take that yoke off. What did he say? Take my what?
Yoke upon you and learn of me.
You got to learn what it means to have that yoke upon you. Because to have that yoke upon you, you're not going to feel good all the time about what you're doing because you're trying to please God. And what you're doing is to fight off that old man. Don't let him work. And you will feel it. You will feel the effects of it.
Right.
You're going to feel it.
Yes.
And those that you are around going to feel it. Read.
For I am meek and lowly in heart.
In other words, now if you take this yoke, it only going to work when you're meek, humble, lowly. Because if one of the things you're comfortable in being with is being exalted, that ain't going to feel good to you. But you can kill that if you keep that yoke on. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That yoke is a dying piece. That's the tourniquet. It'll turn all the life out of that old man when you put the yoke on. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ye shall find what?
And ye shall find rest unto your souls.
What?
For my yoke is easy.
Easy, and it is. It's easy to obey.
Yes.
The way of a transgressor is hard.
Yes, it is.
But when you got a mind to obey, it's easy.
Yes.
And that's what you're striving to keep a mind to be obedient to God, to obey.
Yes.
As teacher always said, always have a forgiving heart, because you never know when you're going to have to forgive somebody. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And if you have a forgiving heart, you can forgive. Isn't that beautiful? And you can ask for forgiveness if you have one. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
It's easy. The burden is nothing but putting on God's 10 precepts. The teaching is the burden, and it's light.
Yes.
Not heavy. Isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful.
Let's go to St. John 11:11.
All right.
All of those that are listening, it may sound strange to you, but that's what the problem is. Ones cannot die because they don't have an ear to hear. As the Lord said, blessed are your ears for they hear. When you have an ear to hear or eyes to see, it's good to move then. Because you can come get to a point where you can't see and you can't hear.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes, it's beautiful to know it.
St. John 11:11, what's it say?
These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go.
It was all about Lazarus. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. What?
But I go that I may awake him out of sleep.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. That's what we're here for. If we fall asleep, we got somebody to wake us out of our sleep.
Yes. Yes.
It's called God.
Yes.
It's called the Word. It'll wake us up.
Yes.
Sometimes we'll be waking up, shaking up. Get up.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful, Pastor.
Read.
Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well.
What?
Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep.
Go ahead.
Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
Lazarus is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
But see, when your mind is not spiritual, you think everything but what God is telling you, because he really was sleeping.
Yes.
Spiritually so.
Yes, he was.
And yet he was dead naturally so. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Let's read the 20th verse. What's it say?
Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house.
Kind of reverse roles now. Mary was concerned about what he was bringing at his feet. And Martha was cumbered. But right now, Martha went out to meet him. She had, like, she was the close one then. He loved them both. They were just, they both loved him the same. They both had the same interest. Something just brought to her attention at that time. Don't bother her now. It's the word she's interested in. She was cumbered with much serving. Her serving was beautiful. It was needed. But it's not like she didn't have something she had. They both had the same mind. She went out to meet him. Read the 23rd verse.
Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again.
Thank God. What?
Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
He was there. And this is the mindset they had. Always natural. And many people today, masses of people think the resurrection is the last day. They think that because they don't know God. You know God through the Son.
That's right.
What the Son say?
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection.
Sonship is the resurrection.
Beautiful, beautiful.
When
beautiful.
You begin to take on God's yoke, you're in the resurrection.
Yes.
But you don't take it on to put it off.
Beautiful.
And when you have the yoke on you, you must yield to it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I am the resurrection. What?
And the life.
He's the life. The life is
beautiful.
The resurrection. This life that God gave us to live.
Yes.
That's when you're resurrected. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's not about the last day, this natural breath. It's the spiritual breath. It's the soul.
Yes.
What?
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
In other words, we all came to God dead. And we said, Lord, I believe.
Yes, Lord.
We put that yoke upon us and life came into our souls. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Breath of life.
Yes.
That's very good. That's beautiful. What did Ezekiel say? Dry bones start coming to life. All of a sudden, your soul says, this is good. God is good.
Yes.
And next thing you know, don't touch that ant.
All right.
Don't touch it. I'm on a cloud nine. Everything was beautiful.
Yes.
That's where you're supposed to be right now, all the time.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What?
And whosoever liveth and believeth in
now that you believe in me, whosoever live, because remember, everybody's dead until you do believe. And if you believe, whosoever liveth what?
Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
So it's all about, do you believe?
Yes.
It's yet the same thing.
Right.
Do you wear this yoke believing?
Yes.
You allow your soul to come alive, right?
Yes.
Same thing in the womb. That's alive. We want to make sure it stay alive.
Because
you can come out dead.
Yes.
Breach, that's what the world brings forth.
Yes.
Children are not alive, they come out dead.
Yes.
Born again, but unto corruption. The same thing.
Yes, Master.
And whosoever liveth
and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this?
What's she say?
She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the
Isn't
world.
Isn't that beautiful? All about believing. Let's go to St. John 5 and 24. Let's
beautiful,
go there.
Beautiful.
Dying in the Lord. And this is how you do it.
Yes.
It's a process in everything we do.
Yes.
And you can't skip that process.
Thank God.
I'm supposed to change the oil, but I think I'm going to forget about taking the cap off. I'm just going to pour it over the top. It's a little hole on the side. It'll make its way in there. It ain't working like that. Ain't the way you do it. You got to go through the procedure right. St. John 5:24, what does it say?
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life.
You have it. It didn't say you shall. When you believe, you got it right then.
Yes.
Boom, you got it. Because your soul is alive. You believe. Is that beautiful? Read it again.
Yes. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word.
You got to be able to hear it, but many times, ones can't believe because they can't hear it. Even on this broadcast, if they're tuning in right now. Most times, they're up under the old Mosaic law. We sure are.
Yes.
So was the Lord.
Right.
He was under his own law.
Right.
And it was the Mosaic law.
Yes.
Can't hear what God is saying to church, because it's to those that hear.
Yes.
All right.
And I don't care who you are when you come into this life. If it's in you to hear, it's coming up at one point in your life, just like all the other things come up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ailments.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I'm 40. I need high blood pressure medication now. All of a sudden, I'm 41. I got gray hair. 42, I got orange. That wasn't of God, though. All
yes,
right.
Master. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life.
You have it. Everlasting. So the thing is to believe. That's what the devil's going to do from day one. His job is to stop you from believing. He did all that to Job to make Job say, you know, I'm done with God. His wife said, curse him. So you think that she went on with God?
No.
But the Lord said, come, let's reason together.
All right.
You think that?
Go ahead, Pastor.
He got those so-called friends, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You think he didn't get her? She didn't say,
right.
Maybe. And they weren't talking against God. They was talking against Job, saying, you think you more than what you really are. But she said, curse him. And you think she was in the Lord?
No.
If anything, God showed you she wasn't.
Right.
Because of what she said. Because she didn't believe.
Right.
Curse him and die.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Master.
Read it.
And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
What?
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is.
Now is the time. The time is now.
Right.
When everyone read it, the time is now.
Yes.
Now is what?
When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
In other words, God ain't got no respect to persons. Because God knows what's in the earth.
Yes.
And God knows what's planted in all of us.
Thank God.
He got the ear. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So it's not like, well, they don't have it in them, but they really want it. It ain't like that. Because God knows what's in us, and he sees what's in us.
Right.
And if it's in you, you're going to hear it. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Romans 10 and 11.
Yes.
Thank God. Dying.
Yes.
That's what our plight is here. We come here to die.
Yes.
And Deacon Darrell wrote a song, I Fight to Die.
Right.
It is a fight.
Yes.
And it is to die. Romans 10 and 11. The only one going to hinder you from dying is that devil. That's it.
All right.
Romans 10 and 11, what does it say?
For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
So in other words, nobody got a reason to be ashamed about nothing when you believe. Yeah, I said many times, if you are striving honestly to do a thing, you're earnest about it and you're sincere. And somebody said, that was wrong. Oh, okay. It wasn't like you were trying to do something underhanded. Okay, I was wrong. What am I supposed to do? That's the mind of somebody that's not ashamed but believe God, yes, and not trying to patch up things.
Right, yes.
Show them what to do. Right. And when you're doing it in a way, that's, you feel it. So, okay. How is that? Is this so? Well, I'm sorry. Is any feeling in that?
No, Pastor. No.
Well, you wait 3 days to do it. You know you've injured somebody. Somebody told you. You step on their feet. You don't do it immediately. You wait a few days to do it. That's what Winnebago did. When Poe came in here, he came two or three services, sat in the back, just sat and watched. And then one Sabbath, Pastor Brown said he came and crawled like with crocodile tears, walked up, and said he was back. And Winnebago, Minnie Wynn, that's the one, Minnie, you know, Minnie Mouse is mightier than Minnie. She said, well, we never left. And they came back there with that testimony, they never left. They never made it.
That's right, Pastor.
Not according to the scripture.
Right, right.
I didn't have to see their death, hear about it. I don't know how they died. I don't know when they died. But according to their life, their fruit, right, and the scripture, they didn't make it.
Make it plain.
Read.
For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek.
What?
For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
All that call upon him.
Excuse me.
All that call upon him. But the secret is, many think, oh, I can call upon God. How you going to call upon God and you don't believe in the one that's bringing it?
Right.
You can't call upon God without a leader.
Right.
If you do, God ain't going to hear you. And when he does hear you, if he does hear you or feel you're sincere, he going to send you to the leader, leader to you. That's what's going to happen. Because God just don't talk to anybody.
Go ahead.
Even his own people. Where do you see that he talked to any member beyond the leader?
Right.
Having a conversation with him over the leader. Where do you see that?
No, that's not.
Where do you see God having a conversation with any apostle over Peter after he was gone?
That's not his way.
And they all had words there.
Right.
It was Peter that Paul went to sit with, not James and John. It was Peter. He was with James, but it was Peter. And that was in order because he was the leader. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, read.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
What?
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Now, how can you go call on God and you don't believe in the one that's bringing it? How do you do that? How are you going to call on God's Lord, this and that, and you don't believe in Pastor Brown? You didn't believe in teacher. How are you going to call on him? You don't believe in him. And they're bringing it.
Right.
So I believe the world, I don't believe you. It don't work like that.
No, it doesn't.
How can you?
No, it doesn't.
How can you call on him in whom? Because he's in somebody in whom you haven't believed.
Right. That's beautiful.
And what do you say then?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
How can you believe in him of whom you ain't heard? You ain't hearing them.
Right.
Because you can't hear what they're saying.
Right.
I don't hear what they're saying. I don't hear them. So how can you believe on God in whom you can't even hear them? You can't hear what they're saying. Read it again. What is that?
Yes. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
How can you believe in that leader and you ain't heard them? Mm-hmm. You can't hear what they're saying.
Right.
If you can't hear what they're saying, you're lost.
Yes.
What?
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
You gotta have a preacher. What was that word we were talking about on Sabbath? We called that. What was that we were talking about on the Sabbath?
Hate.
It's like a prophecy. What did we say? What was the word we were looking for? You remember we were talking about, and we said it's prophecy. It wasn't prophecy, it was another word. What was it? What?
Chronicles?
No. Yeah, we're going to come back. Okay. How should they hear without a preacher? What?
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
What?
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Can everybody say that? Say, the leader's feet is beautiful.
Yes.
Good tidings.
Correct.
If you can't, why not?
Right.
unless you don't believe in him of whom you've heard. Why you can't? What happened to that?
Yes.
What?
Yes, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Esaias said, Lord, who hath believed our report?
Let's go to Amos 7 and 10. I used to love the scripture to hear Pastor Brown ring it. Because I wasn't no prophet. I wasn't no prophet's son. I was a gatherer of fruit, sycamore. I was a herdsman.
All right.
Because the guy called me. He sure did.
Yes.
Thank God.
What is that? Where's Amos? Amos is kind of eluding me. Amos 7 and 10, what does it say?
Yes, Pastor. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel,
sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel,
saying, Amos has conspired.
Amos have conspired.
Against thee in the midst of the house of Israel.
He going to the king. Now said, Amos is conspiring. That's what he saw it. Mm-hmm. Priest now, but he think, okay, now Amos is conspiring against us what?
Mm-hmm. The land is not able to bear all his words.
All because of the words he spoke. He said, now he's against us. Mm-hmm. All he did was spoke the words God gave him.
Yes.
All of a sudden they say, he's against us. Mm-hmm. Because you couldn't bear the words. You couldn't bear hearing the teaching and seeing where you are. Because that's what he was letting Israel know where they were.
Right.
Read.
For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land.
Now, what did you read? 10th
verse?
11.
I read 11, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You read the 11th verse, right?
Yes, Pastor.
What are you reading now?
12.
Okay, say it again. Read it.
Yes. You want me to read 11 again, Pastor?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
No, 12.
Yes. Also, Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there.
Go there and prophesy. Get him out of our circuit. We don't want to hear you. Go over there and talk like that. Don't preach it here. What did he say?
But prophesy not again anymore at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court.
What happens sometimes we get so relaxed, you know, I'm comfortable here. I don't need no rebuking. I don't need correction. I don't need chastisement. We'll get that today we leave. I believe the apostles got rebuked on their way when the Lord was on his way out. But sometimes it's, you know, you think what you got is yours. It's not yours. Whatever we have is God's. And you can't, what was the place we went and said, you can't come in, you got to speak love. What's bringing love? But one feel like, no, this don't feel good to me. I don't think you should be telling me this. Because you get too comfortable thinking that you're above and that what you have is yours. What you have, God gave. And sometimes you think you got something you don't have. Read.
Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit.
What did he do?
And the Lord.
I believe he did the same thing Paul did. He let you know where he came from.
Yes.
And let you know how he got what he got.
Yes.
God called me.
Yes.
Now, common sense means he had some kind of charge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just told him to go prophesy. He was a seer.
Yes. All right.
He was made that. Seer, you just say called to go and do it. It don't work like that. But that's when you have reason to understand God, you know God. You know, well, he went to a process.
A process.
Everything is a process. Yes. Although God can snap his fingers like that and make anything whatever he wanted, there's a process. And God goes with the process.
Yes.
He said, well, I'm coming here and I'm going to be in the womb of Mary 3 months. I don't feel like waiting 9. I don't think it was premature either.
No.
Everything took its course.
Right.
I don't feel like being hung up in a sack for 6 months, 9 months.
Yes,
I'm coming out after 3. You didn't do that.
No. Yes, Pastor.
Let's be clear.
All right.
Everything is a process, right? Because
yes.
Don't say this to one who God didn't do. He can do it. Yeah, he didn't do that though. It was a process. Okay, read.
And the Lord took me as I followed the flock.
Following the flock. That's what he was doing. He wasn't looking to be the head of the herdsman. He was just following the flock.
Yes.
What?
And the Lord said unto me, go prophesy unto my people Israel.
He told me to go because he was made at that time. You know, I don't know when that was. He was following the flock, but when did he tell him to go? This must have been time later after he was given the charge. Mm-hmm. He was only saying, this is what God told me to do. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Isaiah.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Yes, yes.
Isaiah 52 and 8.
Yes, beautiful.
Brother Isaiah.
All right.
God. Thank God.
Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing.
So, you cannot hear unless the voice is being lifted up.
Yes.
It didn't say, thy members.
Mm-hmm.
The watchman.
The watchman.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Shall lift up the voice.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And with the voice together.
Yes.
If the watchman lifts up the voice, then you can hear.
Yes.
How you will hear the watchman lift up their voice? How can you hear something?
Yes.
You hear something that ain't from the watchman.
Right.
Let's go to St. John 8 and 42. Let's go there.
Yes.
This is about dying, and there's a process in dying, and if you don't follow the process, you cannot die.
Yes.
St. John 8 and 42. This is about us that's striving and yet striving to die.
Yes.
Fighting to die. This is who this is for.
Yes.
It's coming, so to let us know if we don't follow the process, mm-hmm. when you're ready, you won't be able to.
Right.
If you ever get ready.
Yes.
Or let you know you're really not dying. St.
Yes.
John 8:42. What does it say?
Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me.
How plain is that? If God is our father,
make it plain.
We should love God's anointing.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
that's right.
I love Bishop Barfield, never met her. I don't know why, but God gave me a dream after I got here.
Yes.
I understand she prophesied about me.
She did.
But I saw a dream, not two times. I saw a bishop in the dreams. And I explained it two times I saw her. The second time I told about the dream, we were all in the room in the bed. I was sitting on the bed, but they were both, teacher was in her bed attire. And I didn't understand the dream until after she was gone. God was preparing her to leave. But I was excited. I didn't want to look at Bishop. I was excited. And she said, he's shy, huh?
Beautiful dream,
Pastor.
Beautiful. Yes.
Guess what? It's still a dream.
Yes.
That don't ensure anything.
Yes.
I'm just sharing what God gave me because He didn't have to give me that. And I shared it with the one I thought was important to know, teacher.
Yes.
I told her.
Yes. All right, all right.
She didn't say, whoa, boy. She said, oh, okay, I went on about my business.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's all you could do.
Yes.
It didn't show you nothing else, did it? It didn't tell me nothing.
No, it didn't.
She didn't try to interpret it. I didn't try to interpret it. I just thought it was beautiful.
Yes.
Then I saw Bishop. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Beautiful. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself.
Wait a minute.
But he sent me.
Which one of God's anointed came and took this job on their own? Anybody ever see me have a petition go out and sign this for me to be the leader?
No, Pastor.
Did I ask for it? Anybody ever hear me ask for this?
No, never.
Not one time.
You ever hear me talk about anybody about who gonna be leader? You ever heard that?
No.
Never, Pastor.
Dean Curtis, you ever heard that? You rode with me times in the car. When we put, okay. You ever hear me talk about that?
No.
Any sister ever heard me say that?
No, Pastor. No.
All the time I knew you, I've been knowing you a long time.
Yes.
You ever hear me talk about?
No.
Have you ever heard me slander any brother in here?
Never.
You ever hear me say, now this brother and that brother, you ever hear me say anything to you like that? Any
never
sister?
Did. No, never did.
I ain't never mentioned one time about, ever mentioned about pastor teacher when they leave here?
No.
Or who's gonna be, have I ever mentioned that?
No.
Anybody? Anybody tell me that?
No.
No.
Read it again.
Yes. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me.
You should love God's anointed.
God.
If God is your father.
Yes.
What?
For I proceeded forth and came from God.
So did I.
Right.
Wait a minute. If I ask you where you come, that's what you gonna say. I did too. Beautiful. What did it say?
Neither came I of myself.
I didn't come of myself.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor.
Not as leader, but it was myself that came in here to want to be saved. That's the only thing we had of ourselves. Even then, it was because of what was in us.
Yes.
But a position?
No.
I didn't ask for one position, not one time.
No, you didn't.
Everything I got was given to me. Or I was selected to do it.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful.
I didn't ask for that. What's the problem?
All right, Pastor.
What's the problem?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Go ahead. Thank God. I thought you raised your hand. You said 1 minute left. All right then, fine. Now they know what you were doing.
All right. Beautiful.
Read.
But he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word?
That's the problem. He that hath an ear. When you get to where you can't hear, it's time right there. So wait a minute, Pastor. I need, can I talk to you? You were telling me something about this and that. And can you break it down a little bit more for me? That's how you're supposed to do it. And then after I break it down, if God give me that, believe it. Anyway, whether I break it down to you or not, just believe what it's been brought to you, because that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you were brought here for.
Yes.
You cannot grow forward if you don't believe.
Yes,
how plain is that?
That's right.
You read to 45, did you? Read
no,
on down.
Sir. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do.
What?
He was a murderer from the beginning.
Let's think about it. If the Lord is saying, you of your father, the devil.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.